Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. Ha, ha, I got you looking. On me, like I'm an incomplete pyramid, cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all notice it. So far from limited, platinum without a hit. My trip on that ride, that whole Benz lit. Acting like you on my team, when you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak, hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag balling, rhyme swishing. Like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shooking. It's my fault. Now she hooking. Her snatch is wet while she tookin'. Stuck on stoop, like she's from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent for the bookin'. Yeah,
Matt Franco, aka Big Stats. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you too says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSFP does that for you right. It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Fire Part 2 with Primo and the MSFP crew. And all the chicks they wanna screw. Hit me and skip the two. So now girl, you know what to do.
And you're listening to the show that's got him looking. That's right, you're tuned in to Big Stats Idle Out. And I'm very excited about today's show. By the way, that was Got Him Looking by my group, the MSFP crew, featuring the homeboy Primo there. And like I said, we got a very exciting show today. We're going to be speaking with this guy. And if you don't know who this guy Kovan is, by the end of this show, you need to look this guy up. He's incredible. He's been getting written up by pretty much tons of people in the industry writing reviews on him. And while we wait for him to get on the line with him, I'm going to give you guys a sample of this track he's got titled Call Me. We'll play the track in its entirety later on during the show. But for now, here's a little bit of Kovan with Call Me.
Yeah. I go by the name of Kovan. It's my single right here. Call me. Check it out.
Call me anytime, no matter where you are. Just pick up that phone and make that call. I've been waiting all morning, waiting all night.
was my sin. Tell me your mind, can you understand why I do what I do?
A sneak peek at some of these tracks. We're going to get right back into one that we were playing a little bit earlier. Tell us about this track real quick, Call Me.
Call Me?
Yeah.
That's probably the main single that I'm pushing right now on the album that I'm going to be releasing, hopefully later on this year. I actually wrote it. I wrote the song when I was in college, and, you know, it's just a song about... pretty much about someone, you know, being in need, someone to talk to, and, you know, that's pretty much it. That wraps it up. A quick summary of that song right there. And one of my friends that I know, his name is Envy. He's on the second verse, and he dropped a verse on there, and he's rapping on there. And I'm also going to be shooting a video to that song actually next month when I visit Minnesota.
Well, that's great. I'm going to ask you some more questions about that. But first,
yeah.
Here's Kovan with Call Me.
Yeah. I go by the name of Kovan. Kovan. It's my single right here. Call Me. Call Me. Check it out. Check it out.
I just want you to
call me.
Kovan, if you can hear me,
yeah.
We want to do a follow-up interview, a more extended interview with you as well, in addition to today's interview.
Okay.
There you are.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. I'm not quite sure what happened there for a moment there.
It might be because I'm in Arizona, and it's like the desert, and reception sometimes, you know, cuts in and out over here. So it might be that. It might be. That's my best guess to what it might be. So.
So what I was just at, I wanted to know a little bit more about the making behind the scenes of that Call Me track, and how that came to be.
And how it came to be?
Yeah.
Well, I was, let's see, I'm trying to think what year that was, 2009. I think 2009 or 2010. Most of my songs come from pretty much like when I'm like sitting down, relaxing, you know, just, you know, thinking about concept or thinking about, you know, ideas and situations that either I go through or, you know, that I know people go through. And one day I was just, you know, sitting in my dorm room thinking about just one of my friends who, you know, was going through a tough time. And, you know, I was just thinking about, you know, like, there's nothing wrong with, you know, giving me a call and talking to me about things and, you know, seeing how things are going and, you know, encouraging and, you know, helping someone through a tough time. So that's the kind of the story behind, you know, the lyrics to call from there. And so I just, yeah, that's pretty much the story behind how I wrote the song.
Sounding like it's starting to get a little... Oh, there we go.
Okay. Yeah, for some reason, just keep going in and out.
You got some... I was checking some information out on you, and you got some pretty impressive write-ups from some people in the industry... some positive feedback.
Hello.
That.
Yeah.
Is things that you might write, or the quality of work that you strive to put out.
I'm sorry, what was the question? For some reason, I keep picking up bits and pieces of the question, so.
What I was saying was, I know that you're getting some positive feedback from various people in the industry,
mm-hmm.
and which is amazing, and I'm wondering how that affects
that affects
you write.
How does that affect the way I write?
You want to know how that feedback affects the way I write?
Oh, well, not just the way you write, but the general quality of the work that you choose to put out.
Mm-hmm. Well, it definitely encourages me because, you know, a lot of times, well, especially in today's industry, a lot of people write a lot of negative and not so positive music, you know, and I just want to fill that void for, you know, making positive music and music that actually, you know, touches the soul and not just focuses on, you know, outward appearances or whether it be like materialistic things or, you know, such things like that. So I really like to focus on, like, you know, the inner soul of, you know, a person or, you know, what they're going through and touching on, you know, those feelings when it comes to love and relationships and also things like that go on in the community as well.
Sir, out there right now or that have been out there, who would you say are your influences?
Influences, definitely the Temptations, of the, you know, the Motown era, the Temptations, Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, the Supremes, Beatles, you know, kind of, I'm an old school person, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye. I'm an old school type of person, so like I like listening to all the, you know, the music from back then, pretty much. So I don't really listen to a lot of music that is being played today.
The artists that I get in here, because sometimes we always get unique and very diverse answers on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Who would your fan base be surprised to know that you listen to?
That's a great question. Who would my fan base be surprised? I would probably say NSYNC.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the.
Especially towards the end of their run, they had some very soulful things that they added to their repertoire.
Yeah, like the whole NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, actually also Avril Lavigne too. I like her music as well, and Michelle Branch and Paula DeAnda.
All right, and do you have any plans for any shows coming up?
As far as right now, I don't, but I can definitely keep you and everybody updated. I know I should be adding some updates to my website coming up pretty soon. So, I mean, I'm going to try and get some stuff established here in Arizona, but hopefully within the next few months.
How some people even still have MySpace, but where are the various places people can find you online if they want to try to reach out to you?
They can find me on Twitter. My username on Twitter is KBMusic3. They can also find me on Instagram. My username is KBMusic3 on there too. And then SoundCloud is Koban/Baldwin. And then my website, www.iamcovan.com. And then my email is baldwinpromotions@gmail.com. And my YouTube is Kovan Music 1. For those of you who don't know how to spell that, that's Kovan.
All right. And tell us a little bit about this track, Next to You.
Next to You? I would say Next to You, it's a definitely another one of my favorites. Next to You is basically about, you know, a guy who went through this relationship and his girl left him, and yet he's reminiscing on those times that... you know, in their relationship that were pretty strong, and he's, you know, wanting that back, but at the same time, like, you know, it's not going to happen. You know, what's done is done. So he's trying to move on from it, but yet he still can't let go of what happened in the past when it comes to this relationship with this particular girl.
I know you think about it sometimes. You may have lost your mind, oh yes, early mind. I know I'm in this position, put myself in it. I'm in this cause I'm not about just getting it. I see your heart and it's what I'm searching for. I want all that, yes, baby, even more. And when I keep this feeling deep down inside, I don't want you to go nowhere, baby, it's time, hold on now, our time has come. I wanna see you cause you're my number one. And when I'm next to you, these feelings come back. Never do I doubt that, oh. Next to you, doing what you do. When I'm next to you, oh, next to you, it feels so right holding you. And I can't stop thinking about the next night when I'm right next to you. And you, oh, yeah. And you and these feelings, and they come right back. I'm thinking about the past and all those times. And in my mind, it goes back to rewind. Tick tock, yes, I'm feeling it. Baby, where did you go? I need you right here. I can feel your soul and your body near. Next to you, oh yeah. Hold on now, our time has come. I wanna see you come. You're my number one, and I'm next to you. Oh, oh, girl, yeah. Oh, next to you, doing what you do. When I'm next to you, oh, next to you, next to you, feel so right, and I can't stop thinking about the next night.
Hello?
Hopping by. Hey, Kovan.
Yeah. Yep, I'm here.
Anyways, I definitely want to welcome you back sometime next week for a more extended interview. We'll play some more of your tracks. So, unfortunately, we ran out of time for during today's show, and I definitely want to do an extended interview with you sometime next week.
Okay. That'd be great.
Hopefully, we had a lot of fun listening to these tracks, and when we talk to you next week, I'll tell you a little bit more about this compilation album that our station's putting together. That and we'll talk throughout the week, probably also see if that's something that you're interested in maybe getting involved with.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I really appreciate your time and reaching out to me and everything, too.
All right. And to all of our listeners, just know you can listen to past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour by going to BigStatsIdleHour.com or our parent website, MSFPInc.com. That's MSFPINC.com, where you can check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour, hear music by my group, the MSFP crew, as well as music that I produce, see all the projects I'm involved with. And while you're there at MSFPInc.com, that's MSFPINC. Children through music education. And remember, the money you donate can help give a voice to these children who might not have a voice otherwise. So this is something that's important to me, and I hope that you guys take the time and think about giving back, because you're not only helping these kids, you're helping create the foundation for these kids, and you're part of creating those movements, and in the end of the day, all we can do is just help one another. I just wanted to leave you guys with that message, and thank you guys for tuning in to Big Stats Idle Hour, and we'll catch you guys next time. Peace.